Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 9th of November. I'm your host, Paul White. We are in the 12th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, beginning our work with the gifts of the Spirit, the ministries, and the activities of the Spirit. I make a distinction between those three things because Paul does, and I don't think that we bring that out enough. A lot of times when we talk about this passage, we confine it to the gifts. We talk about how the Spirit gives gifts, and he most certainly gives gifts. But Paul makes a distinction. In the fourth verse, he says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And now the word diversity there, allotments, various kinds. So there are allotments of gifts, but it's the same Holy Spirit. Then verse 5, there are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. Verse 6, there are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all, or who works all things in all of us. Gifts, ministries, activities. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit. The phrase of all is not that exact way in the Greek, though the Greek does have a reference of the common good. So it's the manifestation of the Holy Spirit given to each one for the common good. That's the phrase profit. That's why the translators use the phrase profit of all. The common good is the reason the Holy Spirit manifests through gifts, ministries, and activities. Now, Paul doesn't break down with detail the difference between gifts, ministries, or services, that's another word for ministries, and activities, though I think the church would do well to follow Paul's example in realizing that the Holy Spirit does various things. Not only does he give gifts to the individual, but he also has he has different ministries among individuals, and he has different activities that he does among individuals. This is one of the first reasons of many that we'll get into over the next few days and weeks. One of the first reasons why I don't believe you should say or teach that the gifts or the ministries of the Spirit have passed. Paul doesn't indicate that the gifts are more important than the ministries, or that the gifts are more important than the activities. So if you want to say that the gifts of the Spirit have passed, it seems to me that by default, if the gifts of the Spirit have passed, so has the ministry of the Lord, and so has the activity of God. Because why would Paul lumps all three? All three are these distinct and important activities: the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the ministries of the Lord, the activities of God. If the gifts of the Spirit have ceased, then it would seem that the ministries of the Lord have ceased and the activities of God has ceased. And I don't know if we realize what we're saying, because if we claim that the gifts of the Spirit have ceased and then these others must cease with it, then there is no such thing as the Lord ministering, and there is no such thing as God doing activity either in the church or on the earth. I personally believe that God is still active in the church and on the earth. I also believe that the Lord still ministers, and he uses men and women in that activity and in that ministry. And because I believe that the activities of God and the ministries of the Lord are alive and well, I have no good reason to believe that the gifts of the Spirit would have vanished, because I feel like they're all one and the same. You can't divorce them from one another. We can't say, well, the gifts of the Spirit were for yesteryear, but the ministry of the Lord and the activity of God is for today. Unless Paul gives us a good reason to believe otherwise, some believe that he does. As we get deeper, especially into the 13th chapter, when we get there, I'll show you why I don't believe that he's passing away these things, these gifts. But again, this is first of several reasons why, and we'll cover them as we go, why I don't believe in a teaching that the gifts have passed away. again, not any more, they could not have passed away any more than the ministry of the Lord and the activity of God. The manifestation of the Spirit is given, by the way, the Spirit encompasses all of these things, because Paul opens this argument by saying, you can only say Jesus is Lord, only you could say that Jesus is Lord by the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit that gives those gifts. It's that Lord that gives ministry. It's God that gives that activity. The manifestation of the Spirit in whatever way the Spirit manifests, whether it's gifts, ministries, or activities, it's given to the individual for the common good. So gifts and ministries and activities happen on an individual basis, but they happen for the common good. So if it's a gift of the Spirit, it's given to an individual. In a corporate setting, it's for the common good. If you have a ministry, it is your individual ministry because you're part of it, but it's for the common good. If there is various activities of God working in you and through you and around you, it is yours and you are part of that process, but it is for the common good. Paul lays this out as sort of a foundation, because there's been a lot of boasting and bragging about the individual gifts, which was a very secular thing to do. In fact, in secular Corinth, the elite would parade their gifts and abilities because they believed that it was these gifts and abilities that gave them status and that gave them significance. And that false notion seemed to exist after conversion in ministry, as people began to boast on what they had versus what other people had. And one of the underlying things we've noticed in Corinth is that Paul doesn't want the Corinthian Christians acting like the secular Corinthians with this sectarianism and this boasting and all and the idolatry. And this is just yet one more of those things that Paul is working against. Now, when you get into the 8th, 9th, and 10th verses, you start to get into the breakdown of these individual manifestations of the Spirit. Paul doesn't call them all gifts. He does call some gifts, at least gifts of healing, healings. But the rest of it, it seems to be both gifts and ministries and activities. And he doesn't make much distinction between them. And they are for the individual, but then also, of course, for the common good. We'll start to work through these gifts, ministries, and activities beginning in verse 8 tomorrow on the podcast. I will see you then. Have a great day. God bless.